you have your Bibles this morning, Proverbs 22. We're looking at principles of Proverbs, and I think they'll be a help to all of us. Now, the older we... Let me ask you a question. Who should be wiser? Old people or young people? Old people. Okay, Jerry, why?
We got wisdom.
Okay, we got wisdom. Well, we should have wisdom. But what else do we have if we're older? Huh?
Experience.
Now, keep in mind, the difference between wisdom and experience is this. Wisdom, you don't hurt. Experience, you do. You learn the hard way when it's experience. It's a tough teacher. I can remember some things I've done I learned by experience. I still have some scars. I was cutting in a roof stack on the top of a roof in Texas, probably about 20 years old. Put a pipe through the roof, and I was cutting in to make the cover for the pipe. And I was on the top of the roof, and I had my handsaw with me, but I didn't have a good grip. So I put my fingers in the hole. I said, I'll cut it around the other side. I did, and I cut too far and got my finger. And I said, that was a dumb move. Just sort of like hammering backwards, that's a dumb move. And so it's also a dumb move, take a knife. And what's the one rule with a knife? Never cut which way? Toward yourself. How many of you have ever cut yourself because you didn't obey that rule? Would you raise your hand? Let me see it. Raise it up. Let me see it. Okay. So if that's the case, that's experience. And it always hurts. But wisdom is something we gain by watching others hurt. Wisdom is something we do by reading God's word and just learning and saying, well, I'm not going to do that. So this morning, I want you to see there is a person in Scripture that is, I hope none of us are in here, but many of us are that way. It has two sides of the coin. Now, notice, if you would, Proverbs 22 and verse number 3. A prudent man or a wise man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Now, prudent is someone, and let me make this definition clear for you. A prudent man makes good decisions. A wise man can make good decisions. He's wise, but a prudent man acts upon his wisdom. That's the difference. A wise man and a prudent man. Now, the Bible usually assumes that the wise man makes good decisions. But why do we know that's not the case? Solomon is the perfect example. He wrote the book. But he messed up in so many ways, and he didn't follow his own principles of wisdom. So he was a wise man, but not a prudent man. So I hope that makes sense. But then there's another one, and notice, if you would, in this, in verse number 3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Okay? We're going to come back to that in a minute. But notice, but the simple pass on and are punished. Now, so somebody tell me from that passage a couple of things that you would say about the simple person, just from that passage. What would some of the things you might say about a simple man? Somebody tell me.
Foolish.
Pardon me?
Foolish.
He's sort of foolish, okay? He doesn't really make good decisions. Something else, Floyd?
Naive.
That is a great definition for simple. Now, listen very carefully. Let me give you this. Let me give you the Hebrew definition for it. It's not thinking, easygoing, harmless. It is an innocence without care. Now, all of us want to have an innocent heart, free of mixture. Oh, if I do this, if I do that. All of us want to be free of that. conniving. But a simple person in the scripture is almost always a bad position to be in. It's not necessarily an evil person. It's a naive person. A naive person you can joke with and they don't get it sometimes. They don't realize you're laughing at them. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Okay? You can make a joke about somebody and they kind of, oh, okay. It doesn't sink in. That's simple. Okay? Now listen very carefully. A simple person has trouble doing right. Notice, if you would, Proverbs 7. Let's turn to a few verses. Proverbs 7. Notice this, if you would. Proverbs 7, 7. And beheld, back up to verse 5, that they may keep thee from the strange woman. In other words, he says, I want to give you some principles of wisdom from 1 to like 4. And he says, they will keep you from the strange woman. And a strange woman is somebody that's after you because of your money or because of your looks. They want to marry you, but it's all for the wrong reasons. And then again, sometimes this strange woman is a way of the woman of the world. And she's just interested in immorality. So notice, if you would, in verse 7. And I beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Okay? There is the definition of simple. Void of understanding. They didn't understand the consequences. They've got a simple mind. Okay, now follow with me if you would. Look at chapter 8 and verse 5. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. So a simple person can be foolish. They can be a person that makes very unwise decisions. Had a man in our church that went down just looking at new trucks and bought one and didn't want to buy it. But the salesman pressured him into buying it, and he bought it and came to me at church and said, Pastor, I bought a new truck. And I says, well, that's good. He said, no, it's not. I said, oh, that's bad. And he says, why is it bad? He said, because I didn't want a new truck. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, I just went in to look at new trucks and I walked out with it. And I said, how many of you have ever done that? See, nobody's done that. But simple people do that. They don't realize all the ramifications of the payment and the insurance. And a simple person is not looking out for themselves. They're easygoing, just kind of looking through life. So they can make a lot of mistakes. They are foolish in their decisions. Notice, if you would, look at 7:22. Notice, with her, this is Proverbs 7:22. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. They can be talked into a lot of things that are wrong. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. So a simple person can be pushed by flattery. And all of us in this room can be led by flattery. We can be filled up, prideful, puffed up with flattery, and it can cause us to make bad decisions, and that's what a simple person is. They don't realize the ramifications. They don't understand the penalty for some of the things they're about to do. Notice, if you would, look at verse number 22. He goeth after her straightway, or immediately. He doesn't think about it. As an ox goeth to the slaughter. What an example. The ox is fixing to be slaughtered and doesn't even know that's where he's going. Or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. The foolish man, you know, you're going to have to go to prison. Oh, well, what's the big deal? Notice verse 23. Till a dart or an arrow strike through his liver. As a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. His very life depends on it, and he doesn't even realize it. He doesn't see the punishments that lie ahead. Notice chapter 9, if you would, in verse 16. Notice this. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither into the home of the wise man. And as for him that wanteth understanding, lacketh understanding, she saith to him, Notice verse number 18. But he knoweth not that the dead are there. So if they lack understanding or they're simple, they need to turn into the house of wisdom. And notice, if you would, in verse number 1 of chapter 9, wisdom hath builded her house, and she hath hewn out her 7 pillars. So notice, if you would, verse 4. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. Where? To the house of wisdom. As for him that wanteth understanding, she said, cometh ye to my bread. So it's the way of the wicked woman versus the house of wisdom. Which one do I turn into? Well, if it's a simple person, their own flesh draws them to do what they want to do, and they don't realize the penalty of it. And so all of us have made some foolish decisions, but let's not be simple-minded. Notice, if you would, chapter 14 and verse number 15. The simple man believes everything that he hears. They don't have a lot of discernment. Notice the verse 15. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. So there again is the difference between the simple and the prudent. Somebody makes a statement and you say, that doesn't make any sense to me, because the prudent man is filtering through things of life, decisions of life, by using God's word, and says, that doesn't ring true. And so without that filtering part, without that ability to take my mind and use it, then I'm going to make a lot of unwise decisions, because I'm easygoing, and there's nothing wrong with being easygoing. But an easygoing person has to have some principles they live by. Otherwise, they make a lot of mistakes. There's one time a young man came to me and said, Pastor, I have a hard time with my finances. And I says, well, I'll tell you what to do. He said, I'd like to be out of debt. I said, you take, get a sheet of paper and bring me all your bills, monthly bills, okay? And we'll go through them and I'll help you get out of debt. So he brings me his monthly bills. How many of you know what a legal sheet is? Okay? I think it's got 20-something lines on it. And he had a legal sheet filled up on one side and started on the back with monthly bills. You know, I almost want to look at him and say, I can't help you. You need to rob a bank. That's all we can do. That's the only way you're going to settle this. But obviously I didn't say that. But we sat down and started working through his budget and paying off the little bills and moving the money over. They made good money, but they just kept buying things they didn't need. Because, oh, I like that. A simple-minded person doesn't live by principle. They live by purpose. I want that. I want this. I'm purposed to get that. I'm purposed. I want to get me this. I want to get me that. So a simple-minded person is going to get themselves in trouble. And so it took about a year, and we had it down to 8 bills. So he had to discipline himself. He said, well, I'm thinking about, no, don't think about that. You can't do that. Well, I like to go, no, you can't do that either. Wow, this, now debt's tough. Well, it's a lot easier if you don't get in debt. Oh, I see, okay. So the idea is, the simple person doesn't see the down the road consequences, whether it be morality, whether it be financial, whether it be making friends with the wrong people. Notice, if you would, take your Bible and go to Proverbs chapter number 1. And notice with me, if you would, I'm trying to find, notice if you would, here's sort of a simple person. Now watch this, verse 10. My son, this is 1:10. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. You have to have the ability to say no. A simple person cannot say no easily. Easygoing, or don't have the principles in their heart and life. They've heard them, but they're not important to them. So notice with me, if you would, a simple person does not keep the word of God in his heart. Look at chapter 1, look at verse 4. Notice what it says. To give subtlety, or the ability to question something, to the simple. And to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So a simple person most of the time is young. But there are simple people, and the greatest example is Solomon. I mean, he became very simple at the end of his life. He just said, look, if I'm facing a battle with that guy over there on the north, over the hill on the north, I'm gonna go marry his daughter. And so I built her a house. I got plenty of money, and he did that. And that's one of the ways he ended up with 1,000 wives. He would marry all the daughters of his enemies. Now, what enemy is going to attack his own daughter? Not going to do that. So he used that. Now, that's a smart thing to do if you use worldly means. But it's a very foolish thing to do. It's a very simple thing to do because you're not looking at the consequences down the road. So I'll marry the king of the Hittites, and that way he'll never want to attack me. Well, that's right, but when you build the king's of the Hittites' wife a home and you let her have a worship place for Ashtaroth, her god, she begins to draw you and say, honey, if you love me, come on to church with me on Sunday. Okay, and the Bible says his wives stole his heart. So that was very simple-minded to say, I'll marry everybody. Some people say, that's brilliant. No, it's simple. And the end result is you end up paying a price you never even thought about. And that's what happened to Solomon. Now, notice if you would, not only 1:4, but look at 7, chapter 7, verse number 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Okay, so Solomon says, son, listen to me and hide what I tell you in your heart. Verse 2, keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Now, how many of you know what? Give me the definition of the apple of somebody's eye. Somebody give me that. Somebody tell me. What is the apple of the eye? What's that? Someone you cherish. It's something that's important to you, okay? When the apple of the eye, this girl in the front row is the apple of my eye. I mean, just that something that just brings joy to my heart. Well, notice what he says. Bind them upon thy finger and write them on the table of thine heart in verse 3. But in verse 2, he says, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Let it be that one thing that's important to you, that one thing that you cherish, because it will protect you. And so the words of my father, I want to keep in mind. Well, notice what he says here in verse number 7. And I beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a man void of understanding. So now follow with me. If someone has got understanding, they make a decision based upon something they've learned. And somebody could be without principles and be simple, make wrong decisions. Or they could have all the principles in the world, but choose not to use them, and they're not understanding anymore. They're simple. So either your choice or the information that you're using, one of those two things are missing, you're simple. And the end result is you're going to pay a heavy price. Remember, look back at our original passage. Look at Proverbs 22, and don't forget what it says. Notice, if you would, look in verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. But notice what it says, and hideth himself. He can look down the road and say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go with that friend. I'm not going to buy that, because if I buy that, that's going to put me in a bad spot financially. And so he hides himself from it. I'm not going to go near that thing again. Well, notice, if you would, in verse 3, but the simple pass on, and here it is, they're punished. So a simple person doesn't make the decisions. He can't say no or yes to right, or he doesn't have the information that he needs to have. So one of the reasons I'm encouraging all of you to come to church and to come to Sunday school is because we're trying to give you from Scripture. Temple Baptist Church is trying to give you from Scripture principles that you can use to say, I want to make that decision. I want to make this decision. I want to do the right thing here. I want to do the right thing there. So that you look down the road to say, that doesn't look like it's a good thing to do. I'm not going to do that right now. And so you become prudent. And you say, I'm going to hide myself from that. I'm going to go away from that. Whether it's buying a new car you can't afford, or going shopping when you shouldn't. Or how many of you, now let's very carefully, this is all of us. But how many of you have gone grocery shopping when you were hungry? Anybody? Other than me, okay. What do you normally do when you go grocery shopping and you're hungry? Somebody tell me. What'd you say, Nancy? You buy something you don't particularly need. And so all of us in this room are smart enough to know that I shouldn't buy that. Now let me tell you one thing. When was the last time I went and bought a gallon or half gallon of Bluebell ice cream? You remember? I bought. See, there she said, I don't know. That's my only way not to buy Bluebell ice cream. How many of you know where Bluebell ice cream is? I know where it is. It's all over Texas. So I don't go to Texas. If I go down there, I stay out of places where they got Bluebell ice cream. But there's a place in Virginia that's got Bluebell ice cream. And I hide myself from it. You know where it is? You might want to know where it is? Huh? Walmart. Which Walmart? Huh? South Riding. The last time I was down there, they had a whole section of just every kind of ice cream you can think of. I had to change my t-shirt. I was drooling so much going down the aisle. I looked at that and I said, oh my goodness. And so I guarantee you, if I went there today, I'd end up bringing something home. So as a simple person, when it comes to ice cream, I just decide I'm not gonna go there. I'll hide myself. So the last time I went there, I bought some ice cream and I haven't been back because I know me. But that says that's a prudent decision to hide yourself from it. Little example, but if I'm hungry, I have to be careful. I'm trying to be careful what I eat. And so the other day, Janet said to me, she said, honey, would you go get some Coke Zero real quick and a couple items for me? And I said, sure. So I go down and get it. As I'm walking by the Coke Zero thing, I see, I love sauces and dips. How many of you like sauces and dips? Oh my goodness, I just love those things. But chips and salsa and chips and dips are not necessarily good for you. But I walked by and I saw this new dip. It's not nacho cheese, and it's not white nacho cheese, but it was enchilada dip. How many of you have seen that? Enchilada dip. I said, man, that's got to be good. And I said, no. And I walked by it, went down and got my the cold drinks and went back. And I said, no, I'm not going to buy it. And I said, it's just a small jar. Anybody ever done that? And I went back and I got it, okay? And so I'm just so frustrated with myself. And when I eat that, I get frustrated with myself. Well, the wise man, the prudent man says, don't go that route. Don't go down that aisle. Now, notice if you would, the wise man, I mean, the simple person always endures punishment. You know what my punishment is for eating enchilada dip and chips? I got on the scales and I gained 2 pounds. I wanted to throw the scales out and I realized it's not the scales' fault. It's my fault. So the punishment was I carried that around saying, I can't believe I did that. The grief that I had to go through there, and Lord, I need your help to say, no, don't let me go back down that aisle, okay? So all I'm trying to say to you is a simple example is if you're simple, you have to hide yourself from things that you'll yield to. Now, notice very quickly, the prudent man. In chapter 16 and verse 21, I want you to see this, chapter 16 and verse 21. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. There is a prudent man. But notice, and whoso trusts in the Lord, happy is he. So the wise man makes good decisions and he trusts the Lord to help him do the right thing. He trusts the Lord to guide his thoughts. Notice if you would, the prudent man is watching out for his direction. Look at chapter 14 and verse number 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of the fools is deceit. They get tricked into things. And so you'll notice he says, the prudent man is to understand his way. The simple man doesn't have understanding. And understanding gives you a clear picture of the punishment. And so a wise man, if he uses his wisdom, will make prudent decisions. Now notice, if you would, and he'll avoid the punishment. Notice, if you would, in verse number, chapter 15 and verse number 1, notice this. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So if I'm going to avoid hurting people's feelings and having constant contention in my life, I've got to learn to have soft answer. There's a part of prudence and wisdom. Notice this one. If you have your Bible, turn to Proverbs 18 and verse number 15. 18 and verse 15. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. There's two parts of this. Turn back to chapter 2, and notice this. Here's something we can all learn today, and I want you to take this away. Number one, don't be simple. Don't just take things as face value. Think through them, okay? Use the Word of God to make some decisions. Look down the road and hide yourself if you know something is not good for you to do. But notice with me, if you would, in verse number 2, chapter 2, my son, verse 1, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, there it is, hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. So it's not enough to know what is right. There's a lot of Christians that know what is right, but they don't incline themselves to do it. They don't make the decision, I'm going to do that. Notice, so what he says, and apply thine heart to understanding. Okay, so this idea in chapter 18, let me go back there. The idea in chapter 18 of this, listen, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. So the idea is, I want to know what God wants me to do. So I've got this, I'm listening. That's number one. If you're going to make a difference in your life, you have to listen to truth, the truth of God's word. And that's reason I encourage you to study your word, the word every day. Study God's word every day. Read it every day so that some of it sinks in. You want to make sure that you're going through God's word. Why? You're seeking knowledge. Look, if you would, chapter 2, verse number 4. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Boy, if we would just go at it like the California gold rush, I want the knowledge of God for me. It'll change your life, man or woman. But if you keep going on through life without thinking of what God wants and what the Lord says to do, you're going to be simple. And the Bible says in the end, you're going to have to pay the price. There's going to be much punishment for you. Hurt. Maybe you don't have a good relationship with your mate. Maybe you don't have a good financial situation. Maybe you don't have the kind of friendships at work or the kind of teamwork that you'd like to have. All elements of punishment for not a soft answer turns away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. All the things that we don't do as a simple person, we just pass on a punishment and receive the punishment. Oh, it's not that big a deal. Yes, it is. So notice, if you would, in verse number 5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So you have to want the knowledge of God in order to have it. But now notice what he says. Verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Now, lest you think, I almost, as a teenage boy, I heard about osmosis. How many know what that is? Osmosis. Okay? I thought about maybe if I take my math book home and sleep on it and in my pillow, osmosis will happen. Do you know what? I found out it doesn't work. You have to want to get the answers right. You have to seek after knowledge. So you can have a copy of God's word and sleep on it every night, and it will do you no good. But if you go through it, notice what his words in verse 3. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, Lord, help me. I want to be an understanding Christian. I want to see the end result of what I do. Lord, I want to be a wise Christian. I want to see things before they happen and say no to them. Well, notice he says, verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. Now, the reason that's important, you might say, what is the fear of the Lord about? Why is that even in the equation? Because the fear of the Lord or the respect of the Lord or what the Lord thinks can and ought to be the reason you do what's right. You may have all the knowledge in the world, but the thing that helps you say no to immorality, no to financial impropriety, no to lack of integrity is the fear of the Lord. I don't want the Lord to be disappointed with me. That can change your life. Now notice if you would, verse 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. It's not that the Lord said it's hard work. I'll give you wisdom. All you have to do is just read God's word. All you have to do is just come to church and listen. But it's important that everybody in this room listens. It's important that you come to learn. Seek after the knowledge of God so that you can do what is right. And notice this last part. Verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh wisdom and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. And you'll notice verse 8, he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. The Lord said, I'll help you. You know, the final ingredient in being a wise man to make good decisions is you want the Lord's help to make you do it. Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm fixing to go to Walmart. I got to go there. I don't have to go down that aisle, Lord. Help me not to go down the aisle where Bluebell ice cream is. Help me to hide myself from it. And I can do just fine. But you and I have to learn ourselves. And the way we do is by using God's word, the mirror of God's word. Take your Bible and turn to James 1 and we'll close. Take your Bible and turn to James chapter 1 and we'll close. And once you see this, notice with me if you would, chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word. In other words, make the right decisions. Do what is right. A lot of times you look at something and say, I don't know what's right. Well, then you ask the wisdom of the Lord. You read scripture and don't move until you get it. But if you want to do what is right, if you want to be a doer of God's word, notice, and not hearers only. So remember, the simple person can hear what's said. It just goes in one ear and out the other, and they do what they want. That's a simple. Well, notice, deceiving your own selves. You're deceiving yourself into thinking there's no punishment down the road. There's no penalty down the road. But there always is. So notice, but if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, basically you put in that a parenthesis, he's simple. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He looks in a mirror and he beholdeth himself and says, you know, I need to comb my hair. My tie is crooked. I've got stuff on my shirt. How many of you have ever gone to work and you had eaten breakfast or something, you gotten something on your clothes? We've probably all done that. But we wouldn't do that if we just took one last check and looked to see if everything's clean. Notice what he says, verse number 23. He is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. He's simple. It's not important. I've got other things I need to take care of. And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. It's not important to him. He's an easy goer. Well, notice verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the glass. That's the word of God. That's why it's important for you to get up every day and spend some time with the Lord, either morning or evening. Notice what he says. And continueth therein. There's the seeking part. I want to know. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So you have the simple man, and he goes on his way, and he's punished. And you have the wise man that does the right thing and God blesses him. All of us have a choice. Listen to this verse again. A prudent man foreseeth the evil because he has the word of God to say, that's not right, that is, and hideth himself. I'm not going to do that. But the simple pass on and are punished. Today, let's be wise and not simple. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, the clear teachings in your word that could help us. Lord, help us even as adults to listen to your word, to seek the truth. And then, Lord, pray and say, Lord, help me to do it. Because we have so much respect for you, we want your blessing upon what we do. Because your word says, you'll bless us. If we look into your word and do it, you'll bless us. And I pray that you'd bless the folks here today. In your name we pray, amen.